From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman, a new and controversial president of the Philippines. His name is Rodrigo Duterte. A bombastic mayor of a major southern city in the country was heralded Tuesday as president-elect of the Philippines after an incendiary and populist campaign that projected him alternatively as an emancipator and a looming dictator. Results from a semi-official count gave Duterte an unassailable lead, thrusting him into national politics for the first time after 22 years as mayor of Davao and a government prosecutor before that. In those two jobs, Duterte gained notoriety by going after criminals, although he was accused of carrying out hundreds of extrajudicial killings. Julio Tahanqui, the dean of the College of Liberal Arts at the De La Salle University, said Duterte's style seems to have been a major factor in his win.
It's the unorthodox style that actually caught the electorate's attention. And then, after shocking and awing them, he tapped on an emotional feeling of frustration and anger.
The style earned Duterte's the nickname Duterte Harry, a reference to the Clint Eastwood movie character with little regard for the rules. A joint raid by U.S. and Afghan forces Tuesday rescued the son of a former Pakistani prime minister who was held captive for 3 years by Islamic militants. Ali Haider Gilani was found during the raid near Afghanistan's eastern border with Pakistan, according to a spokesman for the Afghan president. Gilani was believed to be around 30 years old, the son of Pakistan's former prime minister, Yusuf Raza Gilani. This is VOA News. Conservative advocates of providing nuclear weapons to America's closest Asian military allies could move from the political fringes to the mainstream if Donald Trump becomes the next president of the United States. VOA's Brian Patton reports from Seoul that comments made by the presumptive Republican Party nominee about disengaging from Asia have raised some doubts among U.S. commitment about the U.S. commitment to the region's security.
Some experts say Trump's willingness to consider giving allies nuclear weapons, if enacted, would violate the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Despite concerns that began when China became a nuclear power, or more recently over North Korea's rogue nuclear program, Washington has been able to persuade or pressure its Asian allies to depend on its nuclear umbrella for protection. However, Trump's threat to pull out of Asia could strengthen minority voices in Japan's parliament and South Korea's National Assembly, who say they can no longer depend on the United States for protection. Even though Trump is just a candidate and not yet president, his words are resonating in Asia, and many believe his message, whether intended or not, could undermine confidence in America's commitment to the region. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
The premier of Canada's Alberta province, Rachel Notley, says 90% of the city of Fort McMurray was spared from the massive wildfires burning out of control there. Notley and other officials had believed nearly the entire town had been burned to the ground, but an aerial tour of the city Monday showed that while some neighborhoods were wiped out, most of the city was untouched.
It was really quite miraculous that we got the entire population safely out. And equally miraculous, the first action, or the fast action, and the hard work and the dedication and the smarts of these first responders has, it appears, saved almost 90% of the city of Fort McMurray.
Notley said it will be at least another 2 weeks before authorities can start putting together a schedule for people to return home. Fires have destroyed 160,000 hectares in Alberta, home to the world's third largest oil reserves, behind Saudi Arabia and Venezuela. U.S. President Barack Obama will travel to Hiroshima this month in the first visit by a sitting American president to the site where the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb. The White House says Obama will visit along with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe during a previously scheduled visit to Japan. Obama's visit will bolster his call for denuclearization and honor victims of the bombing that killed 140,000 Japanese on August 6, 1945. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.